Welcome to your daily devotional, June 17th. What are you doing here, Elijah? 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 9. And there he went into a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" In the previous chapter, God had used Elijah to miraculously demonstrate the divine power on Mount Carmel for all to see. The altar Elijah had repaired and saturated with water had its sacrifice consumed at once by fire from heaven. Yet when the ire of Queen Jezebel was aroused, and she put a bounty on Elijah's head, he arose and ran for his life, and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a broom tree. The Lord kept him alive and sustained for a time, and let Elijah wallow in his loneliness, on account of human weakness in the face of his great trial. Elijah, the great man of faith, was out of the spiritual battle for the nation for a time, and he fought his own spiritual battle. But one day as he prayed, Elijah heard a still small voice and was ready to get back about the business of doing the work God called him to do once again. Elijah was no spiritual lightweight. He was a giant of the faith. Even the strongest men and women of faith may struggle and retreat from the battle for a time. But God always comes back calling. You can run, but you cannot hide from God. The omniscient, omnipresent God will find you, and he does not desire to leave you in that state. He will come to you and say, "What are you doing here, Elijah? You have been long enough in that place. There is spiritual work to be done, spiritual battles to be won, and there are souls out there that need saving. God will not leave you in that place too long without calling you out of that place." After 6 weeks, the Lord came calling, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" God's man heard the call of the Lord's voice and went on to do greater works than he had done before for the Lord's glory. If he is calling you today, listen. The world system is assailing the kingdom of God and his Christ. Where are you instead of going into private prayer, reading your Bible as you did? Are you going elsewhere than church on Sundays and other church meeting days? Would God, if he were to drop by now, ask you, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And if he is asking you that now, how will you respond?